you ever wonder why guys do what they do? It's another edition of Why Do You Guys on Power 96.5.
Botch, why do guys try to give you advice or tell you how you should have done something differently, but when the time comes and you give them that same advice or you turn it around on them, somehow that's not okay, or no, this situation is different. So I have a guy friend that I was talking to, and he was telling me, I was telling them in my past relationship, I used to joke with him and convince him that anytime this
it's
guy...
It's always good to bring up past relationships in your current relationship.
No, I'm not in a relationship with this guy.
Oh, okay,
no. It wasn't like that. But I was like, yeah, I used to make this guy think that when he would bring up stories and say, remember when, I would make him think that that wasn't me. He was bringing up a story about a different chick. You know, it was a good time. It was funny. He said, are you still with him? I said, no. And he goes, okay, well, that probably wasn't a good idea to do that then. You shouldn't do that in relationships. And I said, touche. Well, then he tells me how every relationship he's ever been in, he doesn't post them on social media. He doesn't share pictures of them or anything like that. And he said, it's always been a problem. And I said, okay, well, maybe then you should change that, right? Because you told me something I did in a relationship didn't work, so I should change it. So maybe you should change the fact that you don't share your relationship on social media. No, that's different because that's like a personal preference.
Yeah, it is.
No,
that's not mind games. That's not mind games.
That's what
you
said.
And you said something key when you presented all this information for Why Do Guys. You said, turn it back around on him. And those are danger words. Those are danger words.
Okay, but you can't have certain rules for other people. Like, you can't say, okay, you need to do this. But then when it comes to your own life, you don't do the same thing.
I agree with you there. But this specific example does not comply with what you're saying. Because this is totally different than playing mind games. Not posting pictures of your private life on social media is different than playing mind games. And if it's because a girl wants you to put all this information about her and you, that's something you have to work out in your own relationship.
So there's my point. That, like, let's take the specific examples out of it. If you're doing something in all of your relationships that has caused the demise of your, like, that one thing has caused, like, it's been a problem, then you probably shouldn't do it anymore, right? Which was his point to me. Like, you like to gaslight him and joke with him all the time. And, you know, and it's like, well, that didn't work. So don't do it anymore.
Which is emotional games that could destroy relationships.
Okay.
And you're trying to tell me that you're comparing emotional manipulative games to somebody not posting pictures on social media.
I wish I hadn't shared the specific examples. I'm just saying, like, if you do something and you're, what I'm saying is, he was telling me, get out of here. Get out of my face.
This is so great.
We're not friends anymore.
Listen, guys, these are my favorite. You want to know why? Because it starts out with this big, great plan where she's going to present it. And then all of a sudden, she's like, well, this is stupid.
I don't want your advice.
I don't
want your male insight.
What was your question again? I already answered it.